Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The government has faced claims of doing nothing to find 76 asylum-seeking children missing from Home Office-run accommodation. MPs from Brighton and Hove voiced concerns about vulnerable children in the area. Gambling firm InTouch Games has been fined £6.1 million for social responsibility and money laundering failings. The Gambling Commission said social responsibility failures include not interacting with a customer until 7 weeks after they'd been flagged for erratic and extended play. A British man has been arrested in Spain for extradition to the US for allegedly helping an oligarch with close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin evade sanctions. Public and private investments in the UK fell some £397 billion below the OECD average between 2017 and 2020. IPPR North Research Fellow Marcus John says that a lack of investment in the North has impacted the UK's growth.
The fact that we're not investing in all our regions is part of the reason why the UK is a low investment economy.
That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Sophia Lewis-Hobbs.
This winter, we're here for you. So how does broadband at half the price for half the year sound? That's right, superfast fibre for just £14.49 a month. There's nothing to pay up front, and it comes with a £20 money-back speed guarantee. That's half-price broadband right through till summer. Get your skates on. The BT Winter Sale ends 1st of February. Currently £28.99 for month 7. 24-month contract. CPI plus 3.9% increase each March. New customers only. Terms apply.
Colourful. Coming up next, colourful, the business colourful, mix colourful, colourful, on Colourful Radio.
Here at Colourful, we're supporting the latest phase of the NHS's Help Us Help You campaign. We have an important message for you. If a family member or friend has noticed something in their body that doesn't feel right and they're worried it could be cancer, please encourage them to contact their doctor without delay. The NHS wants to see them. It's probably nothing serious, but finding cancer early makes it more treatable and can save lives. For more information on cancer symptoms, go to nhs.uk/cancer symptoms. That's nhs.uk/cancer symptoms.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Young guys, last, now everybody go to breakfast.
Breakfast, I have to say. for 1 minute to hear what I have to say. Still wanna hurt me, then walk away. I'll still be here, ever in love with you, my dear. And the love I have for you won't disappear. No, no, let me show you.
More love than you've ever known.
Straighten it up and make love
yes.
The way it should be. Oh, yes.
One thing for sure. Love we have will grow.
If at first you don't succeed, you got to love again. Let me show you.
Let me be, let me be, let me be.
I wanna be
the one you can run into.
The one.
Run whenever you need it.
Yeah.
Let me be, let me be, let me be.
I wanna be the one.
Run
the one you can run into.
You can run
into.
Business mix.
Colorful radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Oh my goodness. Welcome to the business mix. I am Chrissy, and happy new year if we haven't said it.
And I'm Rachel in 2023. Happy new year. Welcome back to the business mix. It's been a little while, hasn't it, Chris?
It's been a minute. It's been a hot, I was going to say a hot minute, but it's been a freezing cold minute. That's all I'm going to say.
Can
about
you believe
the weather.
We're actually 1 week away from February.
Already?
Stop it. Oh my God.
A week
like
away. Even
we
our guests are like,
as mad.
Where did that come from?
It's crazy. Valentine is coming. Where's the difference? Anyway, welcome to the Business Mix, everybody.
Yes, where we bring you the best in all things black business. We concentrate on the UK, but sometimes we talk about things that are a little over the pond, way over the pond as well. So yeah, join us on our entrepreneurial journey, and we keep mm-hmm. you company on yours as well. We have our virtual studio is full.
It's full.
Yeah, we've got literally double bubble today, where we have amazing husband and wife duo and team and founders of Black Business Recommendation, Lorraine and Hugh. Say hello, I guess.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Hello.
How has your new year been? The start of the new year, should I say?
It's been tremendous. We have we've got to the point where our first week we actually realized that we had 11,000 Black Business Recommendation members of our group.
Woo.
And so that was a milestone for us, and that was week one.
Well done.
And we've just been continuing. We've been in touch with a few people. A few things have been happening. So we are really pleased to, you know, start to announce that we're doing the right things and we're supporting Black businesses as best as we can.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. That's what we like to hear. That's what we really like
only
to hear.
Only way is up from 11.
Only way.
Well, this is it. So 2023, yeah, here we come.
And it leads us into the first question, I guess. Please introduce yourself and give us a bit of insight about you guys and what you do.
Okay. Well, my name is Hugh Bellot, and beside me is she who must be obeyed.
Lorraine Bellot. He keeps telling people that.
This is her name. This is her name. We both work in schools. I'm a therapist. Lorraine is an administration manager.
Yeah.
We are the directors of Black Business Recommendation, and Black Business Recommendation says exactly what it does on the tin. We recommend Black businesses to our community and beyond, and we ensure that everyone has an equal right to see and do and collaborate with us and to make sure that what we do is transparent. So there are a number of things that we do that we realize that people do, but sometimes it's hidden behind a lot of blocks and barriers and gatekeepers. We try to evade those situations and give people the information and things that they require.
Yeah.
So how did you get the journey from working in schools and therapists and admin to kind of, I guess, becoming a major backbone of UK Black businesses? How did that happen?
Oh, wow. I mean, I think it was always in our blood, in our backgrounds anyway. Certainly with Hugh, you know, I think he can explain it more in that sense than I can. But certainly we always wanted to, you know, how do we strive and move, you know, our people forward, businesses forward? How do we get recognised? But, you know, that was always something that we both wanted to do. And, I mean, Hugh has come full circle, really. So.
Yeah, I mean, when my very first job was to create a Black business directory, and that was in 1985.
Wow.
The whole idea was that it was called Community Roots Trust, and they were actually looking at Black businesses. And at the time, there were no mobile phones. So it was a knock canvassing, cold canvas, knock on doors.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, exactly. It was, I got to 2,300 and something businesses, knocked on doors, and to ask, is your business, I've just seen it, is this Black owned, and, you know, who is owners and so on. We created that link and that directory. Then I felt that I wanted to move on to do things that I really do enjoy. I love working with young people in my forte. So I managed children's homes, youth centres, youth clubs, worked with gangs, did outreach and detached work, you know, so a whole gamut of things related to young people. Thus today, doing therapy with young people. And coming back, it was a question of 2017, like we all do, we speak about how the injustices there are when Black people are trying to get into business or to go into a business to buy from that business, and then find yourself seeing that your change is thrown on the counter while the person looks at you in the eye. So I call those people our cousins. Yeah, because I don't want to, you know, name any particular group, but if I say our cousins, I refer to those people who would throw that money on the counter, look you square in the eye, and give you the message without saying anything.
Mm.
Got fed up with that situation, so I kept on saying, So what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? Talking as we all do. Yeah, we're gonna talk. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? Eventually I said, you know what? I'm gonna do something, I'm tired of this. I called up 25 businesses, and I said, okay, I'm going to promote your business. So I'm going to recommend your business to our community. Thus, Black Business Recommendation begun. And we've moved on from 2017 to the present day, and only a week ago that we got to our 11,000th member.
Yeah.
Now, in that group that we have 11,000 members, there's no music, there's no DJs, there's no dancing, there's no religion, no politics. It's strictly business.
Strictly business. Mm.
Yeah. Definitely. And, you know how we are as a community. We love to, love to expand our interests. We love to tell people what we do. We love to show what we do. Mm-hmm. So one of the things about that is that it wasn't about the dance. It wasn't about the running or anything at all. It was just strictly business. And I'm so proud of that.
Things aren't, but it was imperative and important that we did not stray. We stayed true to that. This is business. It's all about how do we move forward, where to find those businesses, how we could support those businesses. Mm. So that was integral, and that the conversations around business and so forth continued, in the group.
We recognized very quickly that it wasn't just about business, it was about networking and collaboration. Mm. And we have continued to learn. And one of our learning points is we need to disappear, we need to get rid of the ego. If we're going to work together, let's get rid of the ego and let's put it down to firmly, what are we going to do? What is the purpose? To do and how we're going to get there together. Absolutely. It's not about how much money I'm going to make or how much you're going to make and what is this, those arguments are the ones that prevent us from moving forward. So if I work with you, I know that you have the same ethos that I do, that we're going to work together and not look at the ego first. Absolutely. Because that destroys what we try to do.
It is imperative that we do that if we really and truly wish to really elevate and move ourselves forward in business, that we do collaborate and that we do come together, not just for our own benefit, it's for when we're gone. You understand?
It's our legacy.
The legacy of this is, to show the others this is what we do, this is how we work together and this is how we grow for the next generation coming up. It's not just about the here and now, So that's the reason.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was going to say. It's so easy. We've got so many social media groups that are business related, and it's so easy to stray from the actual day-to-day business, and people are going here, they're reaching left, right. It's like sometimes you don't want to be in these groups. What I also like about your Facebook group, when I was looking, is that you've got your rules there already stated.
And it is monitored as well.
So if you want to join this group, we're telling you now that this is how we are, this is how we present ourselves, and this is how we move forward. If you don't want to be part of that mission, then it's okay. There's other groups, but it's very good.
I was going to ask, actually, for you to just clarify for our listeners, where's the group, what's the platform, how do they join, how can they get involved? But you kind of said, obviously, Facebook, but go.
Yeah, okay, so we initially started off with the Facebook. And, when you...
Is that with the 25...
It was literally starting off with 25 members, 20 people who had businesses, started the Facebook group, and we see how it was going to go. When we started, it was free to open for everyone.
Yeah.
So, people were able to come on board and see what was going on. And then we noticed that there were people who were coming on board and they were just putting information on and disappearing. If you are talking about a subject, they'll put on something else. I can't remember what exactly that word.
In the thread.
Something completely different from what was being said.
Kind of like spamming.
Basically. Basically were spamming. Okay. So we said, that's it. We need to take control of what we have here. So we closed the group into a private group.
It's a private group.
So that's 11,000 private group members. And we are very meticulous as to what we do in terms of people who are coming on board. We have, if you're in business, you are welcome. You're a Black-owned business, you are welcome. Our cousins, they've got other places they can go to, right? We have what we have, and we're trying to maintain that. And what we then say is, if you are here with us, there are rules about respect. And we monitor what happens on the group. We also do our due diligence. So if you say you're in business, we're going to check. We're not talking about you have to be a very big business or, you know, you've got all the paperwork and whatever. But I've got to see, we've got to see that what you've got on your platform, on your Facebook platform or whatever that you do, there is a thread that leads to you sharing information about businesses, that leads to you doing correct and positive things. If you got, you know, the initial things of what you're trying to show, one easy example would be to say that a person wanting to join but has a picture of their dog on their profile, that dog is not going to enter our group. Yeah, because we want to know who
as
the person
the picture,
is.
Yeah, who is the person behind the picture?
Yeah,
you know, and not only that as well, it's it kind of just states to people, you know, we're not mucking around. We, you know, we want people that want to be part of
what we're doing in
our community and what we're doing and be actively involved. And then just to come back again, this has nothing to do with anybody else. What anybody else does is wonderful, is beautiful. We have nothing against any other groups, any other people as such, but we are just looking and focusing on how we can enhance and grow and make our community shine and everybody look at them in the same way and their businesses. That is what our aim is.
It's needed. It's a beautiful aim, and I think it's important that we've recognised we do need our own spaces. We do need, you know, that safe space where we can talk and discuss and critique and motivate and, you know, all of those things without distraction, let's say.
Yeah. And it doesn't need, you know, that in itself, again, I suppose we have to be really clear about this. That doesn't mean that, you know, you're berating or denigrating any other doing your own conversations amongst yourselves, you know what I mean, and how we're going to move forward. And sometimes, you know, this is what we need to do, and we need to have, as you said, that safe space to do it. And, you know, that is what the group is able to do. You know, the questions will pop up, you know, and then a thread will start, a conversation will start, and so on. And it is always in a respectful way, because that is, again, one of the things we won't, you know, you can agree to disagree, and that's just fine. But it has to be in a respectful way. So, you know, we monitor very closely our
members of the group and how they communicate. And what we've found is our learning is that a lot of people want to find like-minded people who want to share, who want to collaborate. And what I find is a lot of people are collaborating without us because they're in the group and they've noticed that this person does that and they want to communicate with that person. And that's what they do. That's what happens.
Yeah.
And we're very proud of the fact that the majority of people who are in the group, we have communicated with them in one way or another. Yeah. Whether that be, if I'm not sure that you want to join the group and what's happening, the information you're giving, I will give you a call. I will, you know, email you just to get in touch with you to see, are you, you know, really who you are? Or, you know, is this someone with an ulterior motive? So we're trying to protect the group within itself.
Yeah.
So that everyone in the group feels safe
and
is able to feel that they can actually support each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. And we shouldn't, I always find that we always kind of say, you know, no disrespect to other cultures, groups and that. And we shouldn't apologize. We want our own space sometimes, and it's okay. Yeah. I think it's absolutely okay for us
to all come together. Whatsoever.
Yeah. And, you know, not apologize for wanting our space. I just want to say that.
No,
so, we know you're a group. Is there anything that BBR kind of offers to their business community? Any support services? Do you dive into that direction, or is it just a communication?
You want to start?
Right. So the first thing we do is we actually look at what people want, what are the key skills that they require. We then collaborate with skilled professionals, experienced, qualified professionals who can provide those skill sets to those people. We do individual webinars or we can do group webinars. We do whatever that people require, and we will work with people who are more skilled than us to provide that service directly to our members.
Yeah.
The important thing is we do not take the view that we know it all, because what we have are, we recognize our community. We have people who are going through that process of, they've arrived at a certain age, they want to start something different, they've been working for other people for a long while, they want to start their own. We have people who have been working for their own business and they've got to a point in which they want to develop to the next level. We have people who are very big in business but still require the support of the community, an acknowledgement of where they're going, what they're doing, and opening doors for collaboration.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's always about the networking, the collaboration. So we're always trying to develop that aspect of how we all work together. Yeah, and one of the things we do, we actually look at the people with the skill sets to do things like estate planning. So that is someone who will come in and look at what you're doing with your money, your savings, what you're doing in terms of your legacy.
Yeah.
Because we have parents who have property and, you know, on that day when the Lord calls, they leave that property, but they don't have the skill set to make sure that that property stays within the family and not give 40% to, you know, the state.
I was going to say queen, but no.
So the information is that what we do is, aspect of our community, we try to build that group or that community that can say, okay, who can we help? Who requires that help? So we're always asking the question, what do people need, right? And now at the moment we are looking at diversifying what we do, because the lesson is people have properties, but what are we doing in those properties? What can we lever, you know, use within our legacy to make sure that that property stays? How can we leverage what we have in business or the properties to make sure we buy more or do more, do better? So we're opening the doors for people to actually understand there's more to what they're actually doing right now.
And obviously as well, on top of that, we do support businesses by, we have our Promote Your Business, where businesses can come on board to us, and we have a Let's Talk live stream which we run on a Monday evening at 8 p.m. I'm plugging here, all right? But we're coming back.
Go for it.
We just had a break for the moment, but we're back soon. So, you know, where we have people that want to come on, and if they've got a promotion going on, they can come on, tell us about their business, where to find them, what they're offering, and also get a back back view as to, you know, how they started the business, any tips that they can give any business owners that are, you know, that are listening in. And obviously we've got a membership as well, where we offer these services, as you said. In fact, we've got one coming up again. If you want to know about that, they can get onto our mailing list. We have an expert coming on to do a webinar about property and how you can get on the property market. You know, if you've got some spare few thousand hanging about and you don't necessarily want to do the usual things with it, and you actually want to get on that first rung and just want to understand and explore that, then we've got that coming up sometime in February.
Can I just add to that is that while we are looking, helping people to get onto the property ladder, it's about the educational aspect of it. The first run, when you haven't got the money, what do you have to do? How do you raise the money? So, you know, whether you're looking at partner, whether you're looking at how do you do it as a collective, you know, getting 10 members of the family and putting the money together to do it. So it's not just about getting property. It's about how do you get the property? What skill sets do you need? Yeah, so that people understand that, you know, it's not a lost cause because you haven't got £50,000 as a deposit or whatever straight away. It's about finding the tools, as we always do in our community. If we can't do it this way, we're going to do it that way. So it's finding the tools to ensure that we can provide our community with the skills to get what we should be getting and develop our economic growth.
Yeah, so we've got that coming up, as I said, that we offer. So it is all of those that we are expanding on. So this year we will be rolling out a lot more. And people, if you want to find out more, you can join our membership site, which is on our website. All the information up and coming will be on there, should you wish to register. But watch this space. That's not on there yet, but it will be in the next week or two.
Okay. So that's a little bit of a development that's coming up, which people need to look out for. And we'll definitely get all your website and social media details definitely before you guys go. The next question I wanted to ask was, because it sounds like there's been a whole heap, like you've done a lot and probably a lot more to come as well. But I'm interested to know, what would you say would been the highlight or the proudest moment around BBR so far, and whether you've got a joint one or you've both got a different kind of highlight, what would that be?
I would say the very first highlight is being able to work with my wife, who is my friend. And you know, because you find many people have skill sets, but it's to marry that skill set and to recognize those skill sets so that you can actually do something as a collective. So we do is a collaboration. So all that we're doing is we're showing people, this is how we collaborate. We want you to collaborate to do what you need to do. So the highlight of BBR is actually about collaboration. And we start on that. So you look at us and you say, okay, these two, we mirror what we try to do. There are skill sets that I have, there are skill sets that she has. And together, we're a powerful team.
Yeah.
So that is the highlight of what Black Business Recommendation is. And our membership, we thank them all because they're there. They're always there. And they're always willing to help. So, you know, there's not a one thing. It's an all-encompassing.
The proud moment is that we, you know, the name Black Business Recommendation is nationwide, right? We are very proud of that, and that people associate Black Business Recommendation with being, you know, a husband and wife team that works with integrity, that is all about its community and moving it forward economically. So that is, you know, for us to be associated with that and people to look at us in that way and know that, that's a wonderful thing. And for all the wonderful people that is part of what we're doing, our membership, they're a fantastic, fantastic set of people, and long way we continue growing even bigger and stronger.
May it rain. Is that the word? Anyway, but you know what I meant. Okay, but thank you. That was lovely. It's brought all into my
100 because, you know, in all honesty, we haven't changed more than we have developed. Because what we do and what we say, how we do it, it's been consistent. You can go back through the group and you can have a look, and it's like there'll be reams of pages of being consistent, and that's benefited us immensely.
Yeah, indeed.
That's grand. Right, I'm going to move on to the next subject, which I like a night out, so this might lead to this. So please tell us about the BBR, the Business Development Award, and what it is and what does it mean to you. What do you have to do to win? So tell us a bit more about the award itself.
Okay, we'll revert back to Hugh, but before we do, it's not win, okay, and Hugh will explain.
It's not a win, it's a secure.
Secure, all right then.
The essence of what we're doing is it starts from the £10,000 that we have put together for one business to secure as a business development loan, interest free. So if you're in business and you know that you've been going to the banks and forever being told no, there are gatekeepers, there are rules and reams of paper, you know, for you to fill out before you get the no. It is what we have identified is that we're, you know, we've probably had about maybe 100 or so interviews of businesses. 90% of them say that they have not got any support from the established financial support agencies, the banks and so on and so on, right? So for us, it was, what do we do? We then said, okay, then we can give the money to one business, right? But that wouldn't be fair on our community. Yeah. So we've opened the door to say, right, who would want to secure this business development loan?
So to apply.
And it's, we made it very simple so that you can actually gain that. One person will win that, and we'll secure that. And what we'll do, we'll present that person with that check on the 15th of April. And we are doing a wonderful...
Yeah, but before we go there, to explain...
See?
I love it.
I'm excited, so, you know...
Because... He gets excited on that bit, but, you know, obviously, you know, the reason why we're doing it is, yeah, I'm hoping that people understand why, you know, this is happening. Because what we're saying is we want Black businesses to realise that if they're able to... you know,
collaborate,
you know what I mean? You know, be able to offer this type of thing to a business, a Black business, to develop, to grow or to upscale, right? This is the way how, you know, how
we,
you know,
can do it for ourselves.
We can do it for ourselves, okay? Yeah. Obviously, you know, the process is, you know, you upload your business plan, and it will be a team of judges that will go through the applications independently. All right,
so we have no say in the matter.
No say. It's not like, oh, okay, we're going to give it to Mr. George down the road. No, it's nothing like that. It's properly done and adjudicated, and then the finalists will be announced on our Let's Talk live stream show at the end of February. And the finalists will be presented, or the final, or the person that secures the loan will be presented and finalized at the event on the 15th of April. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the criteria is, I mean, it's a very simple one. They've got to be obviously Black, Caribbean or African, UK residents, 16 years and over, and have been in business for 12 months and over.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's it.
Wow. That's not hard.
But what I want to say, what I want to ask is, there will be some people who will be like, wow, this is amazing, interest-free loan for Black businesses. Like, I need to take I need to take advantage of this opportunity. As you said, it's really simple, but they might have gone a bit stuck when they heard business plan.
This plan.
Like, they might have thought, oh, okay, so what does that mean? How long does my business plan need to be? Has it got to be that, you know what the bank asks for, that 40-page document that no one can read? Like, is that what, is this what I need to do?
Right.
Well, so, is there any way you can alleviate some people's a little bit of hesitation if that's what they were thinking? Okay,
because, you see, that's the thing, that what we didn't do was give you a 40-page dossier to fill out.
Yeah.
Because we felt that that is unfair, right? To a degree, if you've got a business, you know what you need to develop to make it go, to get bigger, better, right? So that idea of that business plan is to say, okay, then these are the things I require. This is the money that I need to do that. And this is what I'm going to do with that money. That for us represents that business plan, because you're thinking which way you're going with your business, right? Now, as a business loan, right, you can decide. I mean, you're in business. You can buy, I'm just giving a quick example. You can buy 10 bottles of something for the price of a pound. You sell them each for 50p, you're making a profit. You can pay back that pound. Yeah. So you're in business, so you can actually identify what it is that you want to buy, what you want to, what service you want to deliver to our community.
That's going
to
bring you.
That's going to bring you back. The money that you can pay back.
And develop and grow your business. Literally help you on your way, right? For your business to continue to be continue. Successful and grow.
So
that's the whole
point. But we're not putting blocks in your way. Some people can write volumes. Some people can get straight to the point. The issue is the team who will actually look at it, the panelists will look at it and see, because they have experience of business, they will see through the long talks or the straightforward talks.
And, that's their job. And, you know, for their business as well. Do you understand? So it is that. And that's why one of the reasons why we didn't want to make it, a long thing, because it doesn't have to be. You know, we're all about moving us forwards, not putting blockages there and putting people off. Because I think in life, especially when you talk about financing and so forth, of course you need to do your due diligence and everything around that. Of course you do. And that's what, you know, we are showing, right, as Black Business Recommendation to other businesses that I hope will see what we're doing here and want to come on board to do it again year in, year out, because that is what we will be doing.
We want to do more than just the once. Yeah. We're looking at it as being what the whole criteria, the idea is, the most important idea is that we work with Black businesses who can look at what we're doing and say, you know what, we would like to put in £100, we would like to put in £1,000, whatever we can afford, into a kitty, and that could be disseminated into our community.
And done in the way that we're doing.
And so we continue to do that until we've got growth. And if people can see that vision that, you know, you can borrow that money, right, you get that loan, develop your business, pay back that loan so that we can give it back to, we can give it to another business so that money keeps on going around in a circle. But we all know that story about our businesses, how things take some bit of time for it to come back into our community. So, you know, we want to do that.
So that's what I was going to ask, actually. So is that how you'd fundraise for the, you know, for the initial loan? Is that, you know, literally Black businesses have said, hey, we want to put towards this, we want to support, we want to be part of this, this is part of our legacy, Black business, and here you go, here is our investment, because that's what that it was, is, isn't it? Here's our investment.
That was the initial investment. It was Hugh, here's £10,000, we want you to give it to one Black business. That was a shock.
So
that was the important thing. It was like, okay, yeah, I can do that, but it wouldn't be fair to give it to just one business. We need to open a door and let others apply, right? And then we do it fairly. So we wanted to make it as easy as possible for people to get on board. Now there is a £20 charge. Now it's not about to raise the, you know, to get the £10,000. The £10,000 is there. The £20 is to help us with the administration. That's all.
Of course, yes. Yeah, of course.
That's, I mean, it.
There's it costs us time and money to do the work. Right?
Yeah, I don't think people understand that it costs money to give money away.
But you know, it is important that you know, and I'm going to stress again, I keep saying it, we're doing it for ourselves. This is the only way it's going to happen. We're not saying that, you know, other means and other ways, you know what I mean? We're just saying that from what we have heard over the last few years of businesses and how they've started and continued, okay, that's really important. It's very important indeed, It's very important indeed. And that people understand that this is the way that we can do it for ourselves. It's important. All right. So having said that, once we have identified who the final partners are, we then have the Excellence Award, which takes place on Saturday, the 15th of April. Okay. And so with a panel of judges, the person who has secured the £10,000 will be revealed on the night.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with audience participation.
And now, that's why we said me and Rachel we like a night out, so we'll be there.
Well, you're gonna enjoy this one because we've actually got Hill Street Soul on board. We've got Loose Ends on board. We've got Omar and the Rib Tickler, Mr. Jeff Schumann, and our DJ from the evening is Governor General, and our compere is Calvin Francis. Now, we've put this together with the view that we want people to come and enjoy business.
Yes.
Because a lot of people think that business is all hard work. The joy of business is actually achieving. We want to celebrate people's achievement, the business achievement, and we want to show people how we express ourselves once we've done what we need to do.
In our way.
And this is what we're about, our way. We don't know what other people are doing, and God bless to them that they're doing their thing, but we want to show what we do and how we do it. So this is going to be an annual thing, and we're going to make sure that we get bigger, brighter and better, and we will have a lot more businesses that we want to promote, that we want to show, highlight their what they do in our community, because we do so many things, but we don't actually get the acknowledgement. And that's the important thing, the acknowledgement. When it becomes a situation that we don't need to be there, then we'll have been successful.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got one more question before we start wrapping up. I know we're going back to the loan, and you say it's interest-free, and we kind of all know the conversation we have about Black businesses in our community going for loans. And I think our good friends at Black Business Network also released a paper about how our community are so much less likely to go for financial aid at the local bank, whatever. But why did you decide to do interest-free at this particular point?
Because we know the difficulties our businesses face. We know how difficult it is. I mean, in our whole experience as Black people, everything is harder. So we don't want a situation where people come on board and, you know, they've got this money coming towards them, but they've got a large interest-free interest coming towards them as well. We want it to be, this is how much you have. This is how much you can actually spend. What can you do about paying that back? That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because what we're doing is we're raising the funds to support Black businesses. That money is not just coming back, it's going to come back to go to another business. Yeah.
We're
looking at the development of our community, and we're doing that our way first and foremost. It's not about, we don't want to get that money and say, oh, we've made interest from it and we're going to do this.
Exactly.
No, it's about making sure that that money is there. It's always going to go around in a full circle. Instead of going away from us every time.
So again, keeping that circulating amongst where it should be circulating.
Absolutely. And if people would like to apply, how can they do that? What's the process? What's the closing date? Because I think it's going to be very soon. So if you learn about it, how can they get involved?
Okay, so simply put, you can go to the application form. You can go to blackbusinessrecommendation.com. There you will find the application form. It closes on the 31st of January. Yeah, so that's not this Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Tax assessment day.
Well, there you go.
That's what I'm hearing.
Tax assessment
is due.
Coincidentally.
So people, if you want to apply, go to blackbusinessrecommendation.com, okay, and you'll see it there, and it will say Black Business Recommendation Business Development Loan. Click on the big yellow button in the middle, and it will take you there. Scroll down, you'll find the form. Complete that. Go through, you'll see the entry details there. We have not made it. If you do not, for some reason, have a business plan, okay, do not be put off, but you do need to explain how you will be using that those funds, all right? Yep. There is a space there. So make good use of that space, clearly defining how you would use that those funds to help support your business move forward, okay? All right? And then you just complete the the submission and submit everything, and that's it. And then you just wait and hope that you'd be one of the finalists. Okay.
How have applications been coming in so far? Are you like inundated? Can you see?
It's
a slow progress. Crescendo. Because what happens is closer to the date, you know it go.
Yeah, of course. Lastminute.com.
Yeah.
It's a crescendo. And obviously the tickets for the Excellence Award event is on sale. You can get your tickets from, believe it or not, getyourtickets.co.uk and also on Eventbrite. Okay.
We chose getyourtickets.co.uk because it's a black business. And we wanted to make sure what we do, we're always trying to find a way that our community benefits. There's no point doing what we do and giving it to our cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've done both. And so getyourtickets.co.uk.
Well, Rachel, we got to get online, get our glad rags,
You can also buy a table of 10. Yeah, so if there's a group of you know what I mean,
it's more affordable.
Yeah,
and you know, the dinner is there, the food is there, we're doing everything, the entertainment, everything. So basically, it's a night out where we can just enjoy
ourselves. Come and have a look at us. If that, you know, you want to join our Facebook group, you can do. Everything is Black Business Recommendation.
Okay.
On our Facebook page is Black Business Recommendation. Our YouTube page, you'll find us as well, and Instagram. Okay.
And we just got our 1,000th member of our Instagram.
Yeah.
So you see,
you're on a roll already.
On a roll.
We have organically grown.
Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't got no bots or anything to do, you know, to give us those high numbers. We have organically grown what we have, and we're proud of that.
We're very proud.
Yeah.
Of it.
Because it means that there are people. It's tangible that this is what's going on.
Yeah. And if you want to just email us, if you wish to ask us a question or anything, you can get us on inquiries at Black Business Recommendation. That's ENQUIRIES at blackbusinessrecommendation.com. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great. And I think it's really, we just say thank you for being on the show, but thank you for even being pioneers in, you know, what you started.
Definitely.
Way back in 1985.
Way back when I was 5.
Sorry. 19, being a pioneer back then and just continuing to have that, I guess it is a heart, it's a passion, it's something that, you know, you've been driven and that is driving you at the same time to do. And I'm really looking forward to hearing who is going to be the winner. So perhaps we could even have the winner on the show, Chrissy.
Definitely.
We'll see if we can get that in motion. But until then, don't worry, we will secure our tickets for the 15th of April. And we will be watching live. What's the date? It's live, the finalists?
Is it in February?
We'll announce who the finalists are on the 27th of February.
Right, 27th of February.
So that's a Monday at 8 o'clock in. On the 27th.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Bless you. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Christine.
Thank you very much.
Our first guest for the new year. Absolutely. Couldn't be happier.
Couldn't have been better. Exactly. Couldn't have been better.
And do you know what? I keep wanting to sing, but you can't see them, but such a beautiful, you know, that solid, Solid as a rock.
Oh, is that a theme? That's your theme tune now, guys.
Yeah, we'll have to look at the royalties that we have to pay out.
Exactly.
But we'll look at that.
Make sure when you walk out onto the stage on the 15th of April, that song is playing, please.
You know what? I'm going to make sure that he's
and I'll be looking up loudly. But thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Lady.
And all the best.
Thank you.
Blessing to you.
Thank you, Christine, for still being my partner in
crime.
We don't do crime because crime doesn't.
We're not in crime, darling. Partner in business mix.
It's going to be 6 years of the business mix this year. I think it's in April. We're going to have a whole month of celebration.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're going to have a whole month of celebration again.
Six years. Like we're walking, talking, doing the whole shebang. Anyway, and first time in the new year, we're saying stay tuned to Colourful Radio.
Colourful. The Business Mix. Colourful Radio.